Hi, and welcome to the MK Talk Show.
First, let's get to know us. I'm Kennedy Wofford. I'm 17. I go to North Oldham High School, and I work at the YMCA Kids Club. I'm involved in many clubs, and I'm close to all my family and friends.
And I'm Maddie Silverthorne. I'm 17 years old, and I go to North Oldham High School. I play varsity girls lacrosse, and I'm involved in sports in the school, such as women's leadership and FCA, and I'm very close to my friends and family.
Outside of school, I usually tend to go on YouTube either at night or when I'm just bored at home, any of those times. I have watched YouTube for about 5-6 years, just on the daily.
Yeah, agreeing with Kennedy, I watch YouTube right before I go to bed every single night. And I watch it when I get home from school, when I don't want to do homework, and I just sit there and watch it.
Even though YouTube has many perks, the unrestrictedness of the site can be a conflict to the viewers.
Now we're going to get into topic one and talk about YouTube and what it is. YouTube is a website where you can show fun and creative things that you are doing and show them to the world in a video. YouTube has grown so much from when it came out in 2005. There are so many more YouTubers. Many YouTubers have grown in fame because of how popular it has become.
Many YouTubers on the site make videos about what they like and what they're interested in. You can basically find anything you want on YouTube, such as life videos, get ready with me, makeup tutorials, food videos, anything you'd like.
But with finding anything that you like, that can lead to a problem depending on the viewer's age watching the videos. It's crazy nowadays how much technology has grown and how there's so many bad things on the internet, and literally like a 4-year-old kid could pick up an iPad and go on YouTube and look up something that they don't even know what they're looking up.
Where I work at the YMCA, I work with kids almost every day, and I know how much YouTube impacts them. The kids talk about how much they love the social media stars and how much they are in their life. Each and every day, I start to hear more and more impulsive things that come out of their mouths. I hear kids saying inappropriate words and doing inappropriate actions to each other that they wouldn't have learned if they were just outside playing with their friends.
Yeah, I totally agree with Kennedy saying. I have 3 younger brothers, and they all watch YouTube, and my youngest brother, who's 10, he cusses all the time because he watches all these YouTubers that are all older, and they all cuss, and they don't bleep out their profanity, so he thinks it's okay because he's looking up to them and thinks that they're cool and whatever, and it's not cool at all. They shouldn't be talking like that.
I just think it's crazy how the YouTubers on the site don't understand how much they are impacting the kids and what they're all saying and showing these kids that are very inappropriate.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like they don't take in consideration like who their subscribers are. They just like try to get the content out to like make people watch it, even if it's bad or if it's good.
I have realized that more and more throughout the time I've watched YouTube is that it's all about the content these days. It doesn't matter if it's inappropriate or not. They just want views. They want subscribers. They want the money from the videos. So they don't take into consideration what they're putting out there for people to watch. Now, moving on to topic 2, we are going to be talking about an example of the Paul brothers who have really messed up YouTube with the unrestricted content.
For this topic about YouTube and the unrestrictedness, we wanted to get people's opinions on people who watch YouTube in their daily life as well and see if they think that YouTube should be restricted or unrestricted. The first person we are interviewing actually posts videos on YouTube with his best friend Colby, and their channel is called Colby and Nico. Hi, what's your name?
Nico Silverthorne.
Hi, Nico. We would like to know how YouTube has impacted your life.
Well, it impacted my life by, that's how I met my closest friend up to today, Colby Masterson. We make original content together.
This person asked to remain anonymous, but we asked him what he thought about Logan Paul. What are your thoughts?
Okay, well, first off, I don't like vloggers at all. I feel like they get paid to really just film their everyday life, which kind of isn't really that exciting to me. He's just rich. But this year with the Suicide Forest and how he laughed at that dead body and all that, And he got past YouTube guidelines because he's top rated right now, making money. But then he was, they got rid of his grant to make money off of ads, so he was only making a little. But then a week later, once that revenue started going back up, he tasered rats, and I can't remember the second thing that he did, but he wasn't punished at all for any of that stuff, and it's sort of annoying. I went to school one day, and some girls were watching that new 1-2-3 song, number song, whatever it is, and we were talking about should we give him a chance, and me and a couple other friends said no, we shouldn't. But they agree that he deserved another chance after doing all that harm. So, yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Jay.
How old are you?
I'm 10.
How long have you been watching YouTube, you think?
My whole life.
Your whole life?
Yes.
So, you know about, the unrestrictedness of YouTube and things, right?
Yes.
Do you think it's okay that YouTube is unrestricted, or do you think it should be restricted?
I think it should be restricted.
Why?
Just because about what YouTubers say, and how it can be bad, and the suicide that Logan did, and how and Jake Paul causing all the noises, and his neighborhood is just bad.
And do you think they just wanted to do that for the views and the money and their subscribers?
Yes, and they got punished for that.
Another question that I would like to ask you, Jack, is how has YouTube impacted your life?
In a good and bad way.
And why is that?
Just because some YouTubers I watch, they're good, they teach us good stuff, but some can be really bad, cuss a lot.
We interviewed Lucas and we asked him if he thinks that YouTube should be restricted or unrestricted. His thoughts were...
that YouTube should be restricted.
And why do you think that?
Because little kids can go on and watch inappropriate videos.
And that's not good, right?
No, it's not.
So what do you think that YouTube should do to fix this problem?
Have an age limit on what kids should do.
But on the App Store, they have the age limit, and they can buy it no matter what. It says how old you have to be to do it. So how do you think that we should get them to stop?
To when you sign in, you have to put in an age limit, an age that you are.
Okay, thank you.
The next person we are interviewing is a parent of four, Robert Silverthorne.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Quick question, what do you think of YouTube as a whole?
I think YouTube as a whole is actually a good thing because it allows people to get their message out.
Knowing that your kids have been watching YouTube, do you think it has changed them in any way?
It makes them sit in front of the TV a lot more. But it also has expanded their viewpoints on different things and allows them to be more creative. I have a son that is doing YouTube videos now, and it's moving him into the realm of stop motion. Short videos, and he's talking about doing more longer form in regard to feature films. So I think it's a good thing.
I have a final question for you. What do you think the negative side of YouTube is?
The negative side of YouTube, I'd say, is that since I'm an older person and I kind of grew up when TVs were still black and white, basically, and then we went into color, we used to use them as babysitters. And I think with today's YouTube, the short videos that they show and everything, they can really consume a lot of a person's time. And kids don't get out and do things on a regular basis. They'd rather sit and watch a YouTube, whatever it could be, whatever it's, if it's Rhett and Link, Good Mythical Morning, or if it's just videos on people crashing on a surfboard. It consumes so much of their time that they're not out creating their own stuff. They're just watching other people do stupid stuff on TV.
Thank you so much for your opinion.
You're welcome.
Hearing these interviews really makes you think how much of an impact YouTube really has on us.
Even though we've heard all these impacts and people's opinions on things, it's not going to stop anybody from watching YouTube.
Moving on to topic 3, we're going to be talking about how a viewer is affected by watching YouTube.
YouTube can have a positive and negative effect to the viewer. A positive effect is that they
can be happy watching the video. If they're having a sad day and they just want to watch YouTube and stuff. But a negative effect is that they can start to try to act like the YouTuber and wanting to have their life, which isn't healthy because you should just want to be you.
For example, not saying this in a bad way, I used to watch a family on YouTube and I would just start doing some stuff that they did routinely, just picking it up as I watched it. It wasn't anything bad, just like little tics or little hobbies that they did I would start getting interested in, which is kind of funny because you just kind of adapt to how they live and then you want that life, which isn't healthy like Maddie said, but it is interesting how much it does overcome you.
Being a YouTuber yourself, what is it like in the YouTube community?
Well, we're not really known as YouTubers. We're more of a small community. But when it comes to monetization, making money in other terms, small communities like us used to only need about 10,000 views to be able to make money, which we were pretty close to. And we earned actually a little bit. But what ended up happening was that YouTube just released a new rule where now you need 4,000 watched hours and over 1,000 subscribers to start monetization again. So all of our work so far to get to that point just fell down the drain because we don't have enough subscribers.
Finally, moving on to topic 4, we're going to be talking about the effects of a YouTuber on YouTube. We actually have a perspective of a YouTuber, Nico Silverthorne.
The effects that YouTubers get from YouTube is that they grow in fame and become more popular on social media. They grow with knowledge through other people by gaining popularity and becoming more out there with the world. They accomplish more and have more opportunities on who they are and who they want to be through things that are not usual way of a lifestyle. There is also a bad side of how they are affected. They can go in depression by all the hate comments, which aren't healthy, because they think that they are doing bad, but they're not.
In the end, YouTube has many great and bad qualities about it. But realistically, with YouTube, it will still go on as the same.
No matter what the age is, they're still going to watch YouTube. And their parents, you know, who knows if they're going to look at their search history or not. But we all enjoy YouTube, and it's fun to see the lives of others and see how they live their daily life and how we wish that we were them.
YouTube is a great opportunity to see people throughout all the world and see what they are doing, and it keeps us engaged and focused in what we want to do as well. In the end, thank you guys so much for listening to what we have to say.
We really appreciate it.
Hey, do you want to go watch some YouTube?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.